back to a Clubfoot Mom podcast. I am your host and fellow Clubfoot Mom, Maureen Hoff. It's been a little bit of time since I've released a new episode on the podcast, and a lot of that just has to do with where we currently are in our life stage. As many of you know, I took on a full-time role for a company, which has been a transition for me personally and for our family, just trying to adapt to me having a more rigorous work schedule and less flexible. I'm thankful it's still pretty flexible, but it still is just more responsibility on my end to accomplish things that are outside of just my own personal things that I was doing for the podcast and other things like that. So it's been a little bit of a whirlwind through the last several months, especially during the summer. If you ask anybody, our summer was quite hectic, just having the girls be home. And even though we had care, it just was a lot to try to manage. And I felt a lot of, just to be honest, guilt about the fact that I wasn't able to show up for them in the same way that I had shown up in all of the summers before. I had other responsibilities that I needed to do for my job, and that is something that we all weren't accustomed to. And I will say we kind of slowly made our way through it, and I will probably be the first to admit that I wouldn't deem it a success. But I think the other reason I'm less inclined for making new episodes is just the reality of we're in a different stage of our Clubfoot treatment at this point. I mean, we're definitely in that kind of monitoring, following up. She's still doing daily exercises. We're focused on making sure that she's active and that she's doing those necessary things to keep her feet flexible, but there really isn't a whole lot of that day-to-day function that we used to do when we were in bracing. So short of me working and having so much of my work being Clubfoot-centric, it's not as much of a personal impact anymore, at least not to the extent that it was. And I think that's a natural thing for most parents. I think when I was in the thick of it and we were just starting on our journey, I remember seeing other parents who were sharing on social media and thinking at some point they just kind of stopped creating content and they stopped being as active. And I remember just not even fathoming a time when this wasn't the primary thing I was dealing with in my life. And now I'm kind of on the other side of that and looking back at who I was then and thinking, oh yeah, there is just kind of this natural piece where you are moving away from that inundation of just feeling so in it with the Clubfoot treatment when you're in that active bracing role. And I'll be frank, it's kind of nice. It's a nice break from it because the first 5 years of her life, we were really focused on that. And we had a very diligent plan that we had to adhere to. And it took a lot of work and it took a lot of energy and there was a lot of sacrifice and a lot of adjustment that our family had to make. And there has been a lot of freedom since the end of that, which has been a real blessing through the whole thing. And I think parents who are listening now who are just starting their journey, I can understand and I remember what that felt like to feel like 4 to 5 years off is a long ways in the future. And it's hard to imagine getting there. But when you get there, it's a thing of transition, like I've mentioned in other podcasts, but it's also a nice relief and a nice break. And I do think that's not to say that it's not ever present. It is. I still think about it all the time. Anytime she complains of any sort of I guess I will say orthopedic pain. It doesn't even have to be foot related, but anything bone related, hip related, anything that feels like, oh, this hurts. I am more acutely aware of that with her than I am with my older two. I'm always thinking of some underlying issue that could be bigger than just normal aches and pains. And even now, that's such a hard road to walk because you're in that stage where our kids are growing so rapidly. And so much of that sometimes is like, okay, it's just growing pains, which I don't even really honestly know what that even means. So I don't feel like I ever attributed any of my older girls' pains to growing pains. Not that they're fully grown, because they're not, but I don't think about that when they're like, oh, this hurts or that hurts, or they're complaining of kind of temporary pain. But with my clubfoot cutie, I definitely think I am more alert whenever she says anything. And I'm also just constantly walking this balance of like, do I ask her if her feet hurt? Because then if I ask her, is she going to be like, oh yeah, they do? And then I'm like, is that defeating the purpose? Or as we'd say in the legal standpoint, I come from a legal household, is that leading the witness, right? Like, if I, am I leading her into the answer of yes? Or do I wait for her to come to me and say, oh yeah, this hurts, or I'm feeling pain here? Or how do I provide that avenue for her to do that in a space that I'm not the one constantly asking her? And I don't know. I have not figured out that balance yet, especially as she becomes more and more active. She's involved in more organized activities, and I am constantly thinking about what are signs that maybe she's fatiguing quicker than her peers, or if she's not balancing as well. I think about that when she's in gymnastics and I watch her on the balance beam and just think like, is this impacting her balance? And the reality is I don't know. And I don't even know if anyone telling me what they think would make a difference on how I view it. I think that's another interesting topic that we think about, is who am I trusting with the information that I'm being given? And I am definitely of the mindset these days that I know a lot more about my kid than anyone else does. So if I think there's an issue, there probably is an issue. But then I'm also a more anxious-minded person and wanting not to make an issue out of nothing. So there definitely is still a lot of gray area that we're walking in, this kind of maintenance, or I should say monitoring phase. And we recently had a follow-up. Our local doctor is going to retire, so we saw a different doctor this time. And I think everything went okay, but the reality is I don't know whose opinion at this point I would take seriously other than our PT. Like, our PT is the person that we've seen consistently throughout this entire journey. And I think he has the best gauge of where her feet are at and the ability to know if something had changed, outside of me or her dad or someone that is interacting with her on a regular basis. So it's really hard when you go see a brand new person and you're like, hey, what do you think? And she's like, well, has she always walked this way? Has she always, you know? And I'm like, well, like, I don't know if you're really getting the best gauge of her flexibility. I don't know if she is really as, I don't want to say compliant, but just really showing the full extent of what her feet are capable or relaxed enough to do that. If you've ever had to try to do dorsiflexion with a really flexed, tense kid, it doesn't go as well, we'll just say. So I don't know if it's an accurate representation of what's actually happening with her. So then that leads me to think like, well, what am I taking from this? And what are the points of this? And I think that part is also been interesting as we kind of move through her age and when you ever have transition of care, right? Like if you're seeing a different doctor. And so consistency really matters, at least for me. And so we're waiting to see our PT because we've kind of decided that we're kind of, you know, seeing the ortho once and then we're seeing the PT once. So waiting to see our PT to kind of get a gauge for what he thinks, and he's being seen. We've been doing that every 6 months just so that we are really checking in on that as she's in this growth stage. I mean, she'll be 7 soon and, you know, she's still got a lot of growing to do. So, and we know that the growth is what is kind of the big thing that we need to monitor in regards to her relapse or any sort of recurrence of her club foot. So I won't lie and say that I don't think about that all the time and that I don't probably incessantly bother my husband by being like, you need to look at her feet, watch her walk. What do you think? Does that look weird? Does this foot look different than the other foot? Like, I probably ask that question more often than not, and or more than I would like to admit. And I probably think it 3 to 4 times more than I actually say it out loud. So I am still in the constant assessment phase of her. And I am trying really hard not to make that ever present for her. I don't want her to be worrying about something that I may be worrying about unnecessarily. So it's also interesting to try to find a way for us to determine that without having her feel anxiety about it and thinking about, oh, is there something off? Because again, if I'm trying to just get a really accurate portrayal of how she's doing, I don't want to lead her into that with what I think is happening. And as she gets older, she really is going to have more of those tools and the developmental growth to be able to answer those questions on her own without me advising her on what I think. So it's been an interesting road, and I think that's kind of a quick update on where we are in the clubfoot space. And I'm going to try my best to make more content that's relevant. And if you do have ideas or topics or thoughts that you think you'd like to hear about or guests you think that would be good for the podcast, please feel free to send them my way. You can reach out to me on my Instagram account at Clubfoot Chronicles Mom or at maureenhoff.com. Until next time.